listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Maybe you can guess what I'd like to talk to you about today, and it's really Thanksgiving. Here's the scripture I want to read to you, Psalm 92, verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. The Bible is a book filled with gratitude. We are told again and again to give thanks to the Lord for all the ways that He has blessed us. Though the custom of Thanksgiving in the United States come from the early Pilgrims of New England, President Abraham Lincoln made the first Thanksgiving holiday official in America. Here is what he said about it back then, and I think it says a lot. Here it is, a Thanksgiving proclamation by Abraham Lincoln, October 3rd, 1863. He said this: "It is the duty of nations as well as men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with the assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history that all nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. We know that by His divine law, nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us, and we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should solemnly, reverently, and gratefully be acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving to praise our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens." What an amazing Thanksgiving proclamation by Abraham Lincoln. And if this was true in Abraham Lincoln's day, how much more is this true in our own day? Now, Abraham Lincoln did not start the idea of being thankful to God. Thousands of years before Abraham Lincoln, the psalmist, the author of Psalm 92, verse 1, had it right. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. So, if it is good to give thanks to the Lord, then do something good today. And from a deep place in your heart, express your gratitude to God. Whether you're an American or come from any other country, it is good to give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.